Mr. Imhoff, how are we doing this evening?
Doing well, Talon. How are you, sir?
Doing very good. Welcome to the Fantasy Bros Draft Experience. I'm Talon Naylor, and I am joined by Ryan Imhoff. And
Welcome to the show.
welcome to the show. What are you drinking this evening, Mr. Imhoff?
Got me a little Stranahan's and Coke here. It's a Colorado special.
Coke, all right. I got me a little Mother Earth Brewing Company. I got like a peanut butter kind of imperial stout beer going here.
It's a little too heavy for me.
It is a little heavy, kind of for this late, but you know,
just yeah, I mean,
celebrate
whatever works.
A celebration of life.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, sir. All right. Before we get into a recap of last week's episode in the Valspar Championship, remember, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Fantasy Bros Draft. You can find us on Twitter at The Draft Bros. And you can also email us any questions or comments that you have to fantasybrosdraft@gmail.com. And as always, you can find our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Pocket Casts. Thank you for listening and downloading. All right. So kind of a recap of last week's episode and our picks for the Valspar Championship. We'll kind of go through our ace, eagle, birdie, par, sand save, gut picks, and bogey picks, as we call them. And we'll start with our ace pick. Now, our ace pick is the one to win the tournament based on statistics. And guess what? My ace pick was Senior
Mr. Casey.
Paul Casey, and guess
nailed it once again.
Did he win? I don't remember.
He did. Well, I believe so. Yes.
I
think in our head to head, I had to convince you to take him so that I could get Mr. Spieth.
That is,
and it kind of backfired right in my face. So
it did.
You know,
and I was a little hesitant. It kind of hurt. It hurt me deep to pass on Mr. Spieth, but obviously, I'm glad I did, and I went with statistics, you know, with the rankings and stuff that we came up with, and it worked.
Came out on top.
Was just feeling it. As for our eagle picks, which was our top 10 pick, I missed that one.
I got that one. I'm good there. That's about the only place I ended up okay at with Mr. Sergio Garcia.
Yeah, well, you did great with Sergio. Our birdie pick, our top 25 pick, I had Bryson DeChambeau, and he ended up withdrawing, so we're gonna call that a wash.
With Jason Duffner, yep. And I was feeling really confident about him based on his past performances, and he ended up missing the cut on me. So
I was feeling super good about that. Your stat of the week really tickled me, and I went with him in my finals of my tee time tournament. And, you know,
which I'm glad you ended up still getting some money, because I would have felt pretty bad.
I did. And I'll go over that as soon as we finish our weekly picks here. I'll kind of go over the tee time finals and how I did in that. Our par picks, our lock to make the cut. I had Chesson Hadley, and I had him super high in all my rankings, and he just freaking ate a big one, man.
I went with Ryan Armour, and he made the cut. Finished well ahead of his draft rank.
Well,
ranked 70, and he finished T40, so
really
I was pleased there.
Absolutely. Sand Save was our, you know, higher ranked. What is it, above 30, I think?
Above 30, 30 plus.
Yeah, we picked a 30 plus draft rank player to make a run at the championship, and we both kind of
missed.
But I know, Jan Hoffman, he missed the cut by one, and your pick, Kevin Streelman, yeah, he was high on a lot of people's boards. He missed it by two, so it was close. But, you know, it's fantasy. It's fantasy golf. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but,
you know. Yep.
You just got to do the best you can. And as for our gut picks, Tiger Woods, for me, man, I was feeling it. I'm on the Tiger.
What a great pick.
African Tiger Fever.
Well, yep. After, I mean, I think everybody is, and we'll get to that later, but
Tiger Woods effect is in full swing.
Full swing. And I'm on the train. I'm on the bandwagon here.
For last week, you told me that you thought I was drafting with my heart when I went with Tiger Woods.
I did, in fact, say that. Yes, sir.
And I'm just...
Your heart is true, my friend.
Heart will go on for Mr. Tiger Woods. So, that, and you had Rory as your gut pick, and I did, you know, he's...
Weren't feeling it, and I was, and he, you know, kind of let me down. I thought he was on a bounce back, and he just didn't get there for me, but
we'll see.
He'll get there. I'm not on that train anymore. I'll talk about him later on, too, but I'm off that bandwagon there.
Yeah, and just finishing up with our bogey picks, our picks with somebody in the top 20 for draft who we thought would possibly have missed the cut or have a poor showing, and we both pretty much nailed that one. I had Gary Woodland. Gary Woodland did miss the cut, and you had Matt Kuchar, and he only finished T40. He didn't have a ton of fantasy points. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but yeah,
definitely his rank though.
Yeah, he didn't have a
live up to expectations.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. As for my tee time finals, I got second place, so I put in $5. You know, a couple weeks ago to get in this tee time tournament. This last week was the finals at the Valspar, and I'll post kind of the screenshot of my team, but I did get second place, and I got second place with only having two of my golfers make the cut, which
was pretty good,
pretty rare and pretty lucky. But I did have Paul Casey and Tiger Woods, number one and number two. So that right, 50 points right there.
Scale of one to lucky, that's pretty rare.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, first place gets an added 30 points. Second place gets an added 20 points. So that right there was, you know, 50 points, and I won by 58 points. So, you know, that's basically the difference right there. And realistically, I was only 50 points away from first place, and he had four players make the cut. So I feel like I was maybe one player, one pick away, you know, one higher top 10 pick away from making a run at the $500 first place, but was able to secure that 350.
Gotta be happy there on a $5 investment.
$5 investment, $350 return. I just, you know,
I'm no quiz, but that's a lot of
money. That's super ROI, they call that.
Yes, sir.
And I, you know, I'm not one of these DFS grinders where I play $4,700 every night of basketball. You know, I'm not a grinder. I'm kind of your average daily fantasy player who looks to, first and foremost, I like to have fun, but
just a hobbyist.
I'm a hobbyist, you know, and I like to maximize my money as much as possible. And I feel like, you know, since we've started doing these with our stats and our picks and stats, I feel like I can do that. I can compete with these, you know, guys who are playing hundreds, thousands of dollars a day in these platforms with...
We're in it for the cheap thrills here.
Ungodly amounts of lineups. You know, like, we're not making 50 lineups here, you know. We're just right. giving you our best stats, our best picks that, you know, that you can have. And we're really going to start focusing on picks per round. So we're really going to start focusing on where do we think you should take these players, and in
where you can find some real value in the rounds here.
Like, we'll talk a lot about, we're going to talk about Scott Piercy coming up here. And I did seven drafts today. I did seven, six person drafts today. And I have him in basically every single one of those drafts because we have him we have him really highly ranked,
right,
in our model that we use, and people are not on him. So Yeah,
He's flying under the radar.
He's ranked number 32 in draft. So if you're doing a six-person draft, that's 30 players. I mean, if people are just taking chalk, you know, one to 30, like those players.
Which they're not, as we know.
And that's another thing.
Mr. Wood proved.
Yeah, and I'll kind of we'll kind of get into that when we start doing our picks. I'll explain to you kind of what I was seeing during my drafts today. And kind of telling you where we think you should be taking these players. All right. So we went over our picks. Anything else you want to add there, Ryan, on last week's Valspar?
I don't think so. It's one I want to forget. Let's move into the Arnold Palmer here.
I posted our 5 for 5 rankings that we did last year last week. We kind of did it a little different last week. We're kind of fine-tuning this. It's kind of new for us. But we're trying to fine-tune these 5 for 5 rankings, and we also did some other guys, you know, but we had, you know, about, I think it was around between our 5 for 5 golfers and the other guys, I think we had around 60-65% of our players make the cut.
Yep.
Like, we're there. We had Paul Casey in the first round, to draft him in the first round, number 2, you know, behind Jordan Spieth. And Tiger Woods, we had him, you needed to take him number 1 in the second round. So those were good picks. We had Sergio at the end of the first round, which he finished fourth place. So that was good, too.
Yep.
So, like I said, we're going to be looking for value. And we're going to start doing some more hands-on work in order for us to see where these players are going. And we'll mainly be doing 6-person drafts. So that's kind of you know, we're going to start doing our, you know, seeing where they're going ADP-wise firsthand. So we'll be getting those out to you. Anything else?
That is it.
All right, Mother Earth. Mother Earth, she's a tasty one. All right, let's get into the Arnold Palmer Invitational Thursday.
Bay Hill this week.
We're going to Bay Hill. We got 7,420-yard golf course, par 72. There's lots of bunkers on this course. Founded by the Germans in 1919.
Yep. 1907, I believe.
Yeah. I believe it. They have a lot of old wooden ships on this course, if I'm not.
That's where the bunkers are.
Yeah, the bunkers are there. And, you know, water is in play on half of the holes. We got nine holes with water in play. Well, kind of one of the cool things about this week, we have our first player insight to report. I was able to ask Scott Piercy, who, oddly enough, came out high on our rankings based on the stats that we used.
Yeah.
Which was super weird to be honest, because I had asked him this before we even started doing our rankings, or, you know, our weighting.
Right. Before we started, putting together our data here.
Yeah, and he's playing this week, and he – I asked him what stats, like what specific stats, you know, or areas of the game that he thought would be most important this week at the Arnold Palmer. And he said that ball striking is going to be key, and specifically greens and regulation. And obviously ball striking incorporates total driving and greens and regulation. So it's going to be about finding the fairway, putting yourself in position, and being able to hit those greens. So that's where we get to our favorite stats this week that we liked. So we took some we have a lot of different stats this week.
Yes.
As to our previous 2 weeks that we've been doing this.
Definitely switched it up a little here.
We did. We went with ball striking as our Scott Piercy special, obviously, which is a mixture of total driving and greens regulation. We went with that. We also went with, instead of doing just birdie or better percentage, we went with par 5 birdies or better, because the par 5s are gettable this week.
I like it.
That I believe last year, I believe Jason Day won it, and I think he was like 11 under on the par fives for the week. Something like that. I believe I saw that stat. Obviously, par five birdie and eagling the par fives is going to be key this week. We also went with birdie or better at 200 plus yards. So a very high percentage. I believe the other stat I saw was 34% of the approach shots and the par threes. You're going to be hitting from over 200 yards on your approach, and then all of the par threes are over 200 yards.
That's so, about a third, Talon.
That's about a third, about 33.33. And so that's going to be big.
Definitely. Definitely going to play large.
Yeah. Can they hit their long irons? And kind of to go along with that, we went with two proximity stats. So we went with overall proximity and we went with rough proximity. We did that is because the rough this week is going to be long. It could be penal and
quite penal.
Penal. And we're looking at who can get the ball on the green and close to the hole from the rough. So we did that, and we're also going to look at putting inside of 10 feet. These greens are going to be hard to putt. They're going to have a lot of par saving putts around this, around 10 feet, 5 to 10 feet par saving putts. And if they do hit a good approach shot, within 10 feet, they're going to have to make it. If they do miss the greens, they're going to be chipping a lot. And if they can obviously get their chip within 10 feet, to sink it for par, if it's on a par five, they'll have to sink it for birdie. So, putting inside 10 feet is going to be a big stat this week. And the last two that we looked at, they're going to have some long approach shots. So like I said, they are going to be missing a green. So we went with strokes gained around the green and we went with strokes gained on the approach. So I just threw about the whole kitchen sink at you there. I feel like that's probably why it took, I'd say a good 70, 73 and a half hours to finish.
Yep.
Combined.
Into our weekly picks.
I like
them. They're aggressive. They're bold.
I would say so. We have
some of them.
Kind of like what we're looking to do here. Like obviously, me and Ryan were talking and we go through, we look at these websites, we see with rankings and we see people putting players in their rankings just because of their name. Like,
right.
Obviously these players are good. Like I'm not saying that they're not good, but there was one where it was like, did all of the rankings. And then it said, oh, and I also like Rory McIlroy, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, well, why isn't he in your ranking?
Oh, why, sir?
It's like, okay, I mean, if you're off of him for a reason and he's not in your top 25, like, okay, don't just say his name.
Right. Well, it's like they're trying to just cast a safety net, and I think, right. I don't know, we want to try to stand behind the stats and the projections that we're bringing, and that's what we're trying to do here.
And if so, let's say you're in a draft and people are taking, like the big name guys, and they're gone. Who are you going to pick? And that's kind of like what we're looking at. Like
guys come into play.
Like, and yeah, and obviously, if you're in a draft and you see a player, you like their name, you like how they play. Obviously, they're amazing. Like last week, Jordan Spieth.
I liked him. I liked him a lot.
I mean, I liked it. It's just he hasn't been playing well lately, but he's Jordan Spieth. Any given day, he can turn it around and shoot 63 or 64, like with his eyes closed.
Yeah.
So,
just wasn't last week, unfortunately.
That's kind of what we're getting at. Some weeks we're not even going to mention it. Like, to be honest with you, this week, We did not have Ricky Fowler very high. We don't really
Pretty
have.
low, in fact, for our draft rank at two. I mean, we had him pretty low.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer. I like Mr. Fowler.
Then, you know, I mean, we have him at 37, which is obviously making the cut. We're still making the cut inside of the top 70.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
but obviously, we can't talk about everybody, and we just, our model that we have doesn't show him pushing top 25, top 10. So, I mean, could it happen? He's Ricky Fowler. One of the,
it's
when
Ricky.
He's putting's on, he's the best putter that I've ever seen. Not ever, but very close. You know what I'm talking about? So,
yes, sir.
So, I mean, you know, that's what we're trying to do. Like, any given week, based on the course, based on what stats we like, you know, this week, what stats the players like, you know, we talked to Scott, and, you know, that's...
Which I'm thrilled to have him on week.
Yes, you did. You got him. You put him in the Google Doc before I did. So...
Yep. I beat you to it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into our weekly pack picks, having said
Let's
that.
Let's do it.
All right. So we have our ace picks. This is our pick to win the tournament based on our gigantic spreadsheet with just...
Countless hours of research.
We have our stats.
Have to do. Wasted work time.
I'm a teacher, and literally the last 2 days, I haven't said more than five words to my students.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I work at a bank as a lender. It's, you know, people aren't getting their money. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. And, you know, just that's the game. That's the game that we're playing right now. This is what we've decided to do, and we're going to try it. So, let me get these sorted here. So we're, like I said, we're going to go over our picks, stat wise to win the tournament. Let me see here. Let me get
who you got?
All right. I got Brian Harman. I'm going to pick Brian
Tell
Harman
me why.
To win the tournament. In the, first of all, he finished 13th at the Arnold Palmer last year. And, you know, in our key stats that we looked at, he was 12th in ball striking. He was 9th in rough proximity. And overall, his track record and his, you know, previous few tournaments, he's been right there. He also makes a lot of birdies. So I like Brian Harman this week.
Yes, sir.
Who do you?
And for my ace pick, I've got Jason Day. Draft got him ranked fourth. We've got him ranked slightly higher, just at third. He won this event in 2016. This is just his third start of the year, but in the two previous starts, he won at Torrey Pines, and he finished T2 at Pebble Beach. I think he's going to be well rested. I don't know. He's my pick for the week.
Absolutely. I love that. He's number one in putting inside of 10 feet. You know, we talked about that. Number one.
Yep. It's one of the key things we looked at this week.
Number four in birdie or better outside of 200 yards. Number three in birdie or better percentage total. That's killer. You know, and I love that pick. You know, just some of his other stats that we looked at, he was a little high. Now we're gonna.
I like the pick.
Our top 10 pick. Mine was pretty easy for me, and that's Justin Rose. I'm gonna just.
I think Justin Rose is gonna finish outside. My mind.
You think so?
Change my mind.
I mean, if we look at his. I think it's like 13 tournaments. I took his last 10 worldwide starts. T5 last week at Valspar. His last, the ones before that, tied for 10th, tied for 2nd, tied for 10th, tied for 10th, first, tied for 4th, tied for 10th, tied for 5th. Like, this is that, you talk about consistency. That's just
Whoa.
Absurd. That's absurd.
Mind changed.
I don't. I mean, he hasn't finished outside the top 10.
That's ridiculous.
Like, at least 10. I think his with like 12th or 13th start ago, he was like 12th or something. But that's ridiculous, man. He's playing some
really
great
good
golf. He was in contention last week, like I said, T5. He just kind of struggled coming in. But Justin Rose, man, yeah, he can almost take it to the bank, top 10 right now. Who do you got for your top 10?
Top 10, my Eagle pick, Luke List. Drafts got him ranked 22nd. We had him ranked at 7th.
Something.
He's 10th in shots gained around the green.
Yeah.
He's got 5 straight top 26 finishes. He had a playoff loss at the Honda, and he's T16 last week.
Nice.
He's been at the Valspar and T17 in his debut at this event last year. So
nice.
I'm looking for a good round from Luke this week.
That was kind of heartbreaking. He lost that playoff, but hopefully
that was
chance. Hopefully gets another chance, and I think he did.
Yep.
Whether it's this week, I got I don't think a win's in store, but a top 10 definitely not out of the question. Top 25 pick. I have Cameron Smith as a lock. Draft has him at 14, I think, or 13. Draft has him at 13. We have him around number 6 for us, and number 8. He's 18th in strokes gained around the green and 17th in birdie or better percentage. He's been playing great golf lately, and I think top 25 is, I think,
within reach.
Absolutely. Who do you got top 25?
I went with Zach Johnson, 11th on draft, 15th for us. He's 4th in proximity, 17th in shots gained on approach. At Bay Hill, he's got 5 top 10s. He's only missed the cut once in 14 starts there. Last week he was T16, and he was 6 top 25 this season. So
right.
That was a 6 top 25. So I think he could easily finish up here in top 25. Yeah. Draft agrees. We agree.
Yeah.
Zach Johnson.
Number 11. He was super high like last week. So last week, I got to be honest, in the spreadsheet that we had, Zach Johnson was number 1 for us. Like,
yep.
But we decided last week to take into account history. His history
right.
is late February, early March starts.
Really poor.
It's just terrible in history. And, granted, he didn't win the tournament, obviously, but he did have a pretty good showing last week. And, we should have been... we kind of neglected to mention him a little bit, but we should have been a little higher. We should have kind of stuck to it. But
should have stuck to our stats a little bit rather than kind of, we got down on him based on his history.
It's a work in progress. And like I said, we're getting there. We're fine tuning these things every day, for you guys. So let's move on to our par pick. And that's anybody on draft who's ranked 50 or higher who we think is absolutely a lock to make the cut. And I mean, for me, mine was easy. Tommy Fleetwood, he's ranked 84th. And we have him ranked in here at number 13. He's 10th. He had a 10th place finisher last year. He's number 1. I like this stat. Number 1 in birdies are better outside of 200 yards. Like I said, that's going to be a big one. He's number 1. 14th in strokes gained around the green as well. So if he does miss the green, he's getting up and down. So Tommy Fleetwood,
par pick.
Absolutely par pick. Who you got?
And I cheated a little here. My guy, we say 50 plus, he was ranked 49th. I called it close enough. We've got him ranked 14th. I picked Patton Kizzire. Is that how you say it, Talon?
Yeah, I think so.
Kazir, close enough.
Patton Kazir, I don't know. I've heard, yeah.
So,
it depends on what part of England you're from.
Patton Kazir, I don't know.
Really, yeah.
The west side of England, Worcestershire.
Yeah, picky.
Patton is ranked 8th in birdie or better percentage. He's 11th in proximity. He missed the cut in his debut at the Arnold Palmer Invitational last year, but he's already won twice this season, and he's coming off a T12 in Mexico. So for my par save, I'm going with Patton.
Nice. And we're already getting close to a half hour here, so we're going to kind of – we're going to try to keep these as close to a half hour as we can.
Let's rip through them.
Just for you guys. So we're going to kind of get a little bit of step – we're going to step on the gas a little bit here. We have our sand pick. Okay, that's a sleeper pick for us. A person on draft who's ranked 30 or higher, who we think is going to have a really good showing this week, maybe even win. And for me, it's Jason Kokrak. Draft has him at 37th. We have him all the way up at number 5. He's been playing really well lately. He's been just playing some great golf. He's 7th in par 5s, birdie or better. So like we said, that's going to be a big one this week. And 14th in birdie or better from 200 yards out. The guy hits it a long way, and he makes a lot of birdies. So he's a draft. He's a draft phenom right now. I think you can pick him to kind of round out your team, you know, in the fourth round, something like that, is where I kind of saw him going. In a 6-person draft. So, Kokrak is my sand save. Who do you got?
There we go. Sand save, the Scott Piercy special. Just so happens, we got to talk to him this week. Talon communicated with him, and drafts got him ranked at 33rd. Our ranks actually put him all the way up at 2nd.
We did, yeah. Crazy. I told you it was crazy, man. Like, I don't
– It was.
I don't know where it came from, but, I mean, obviously, you know, we waited. The stats that we weighted and his rankings inside of those stats just
really drove up his – it at least in our rankings, drove him way up our boards.
Way up our boards. And, I'm not – I don't know his history at the course off the top of my head, but, you know, like you said, he's number 1 in strokes gained on the approach.
Number 1, yep.
Number 1.
Birdie or better percentage, he's 25th. He's kind of middle of the pack on putting inside 10 feet, but
– he starts – let's look out.
Yeah, I like him this week.
All right, man. I love it. And so let's go with our gut picks. This is our pick to – stats aside, anything else, whatever you want to use to pick this winner, pick it. And I can't stop myself. I put him in here. This was when we made this show doc. The first thing I did was type his name in here, and that's Tiger Woods.
I know. I got in this doc, and I was just like, why?
Yeah.
Why, dude?
Yeah. And I
of course you did.
I wanted to have that in there. And so after this, we're going to do our stat of the week, but I'm going to go ahead and give it right now because it tells you why I think he's going to win this week. So Golf Channel tweeted out. They tweeted out that Phil Mickelson's win drought lasted 1,687 days. Sunday at Bay Hill will be 687 days since Tiger's last win. It's
hold on.
Is
that the same amount of days?
The exact same amount of days. Like I don't like. To find that stat, first of all, Golf Channels.
First of all, who did that?
Who did that? I mean,
they have way more time than we do.
Obviously. And it just, I love it. It's in the stars. Like, I literally love it. And this is what, for me, it's what golf is about. It's why Tiger's back. And it
just reiterates the fact that I was peanut butter and jealous that you put him in there before I could get in there.
Yeah, dude. I know. I posted this thing and I just put it in there before I wrote anything else down. So
can't blame you.
Give me your gut pick. Who do you think?
Gut pick, Bubba Watson. I think he's going to overpower the course like he tends to do. And, he got away from those Volvic balls, which is good.
Yeah, dude.
I think that's going to be good for him. That was stupid.
I was playing golf literally last Friday with my brother-in-law, and I found a Volvic golf ball.
They're so weird, dude. They're like, they're tacky. They're matte. They're almost matte-like.
Yeah, it was so bizarre.
I like them. I like how they look. I just don't know why Bubba Watson ever decided to tee that up. But whatever.
Well, he switches back to Titleist and wins. He's back. Pretty sure
yep.
The tournament he switched back. He won.
Yep. And he's back. And if he can sink some putts, in like some timely putts here, I think he's going to be back to his winning ways. That's my gut pick this week.
I love it. Bubba Watson. But Bubba for me, I love Bubba, and I'll take it anytime.
Lefty.
Bogey picks. Our pick, any player inside the top 20 that draft has ranked inside the top 20, we're giving you these guys who are kind of fading on. They're going to make some bogeys, as it were. And for me this week, it is Francesco Molinari. Francesco Molinari. He is ranked number 9 in drafts rankings, and we have him at like 66, like that. I think we got him around 66, and
plus he sounds like the villain from Sherlock Holmes. I think it's Moriarty, but close enough.
Screw that guy. Yeah, frick, man. Yeah. So this is 180th, 179th in putting inside 10 feet, 122nd in birdie or better percentage. Just for me, it's a no go this week on Francesco. Who you got as your bogey?
I went with Brant Snedeker. Drafts got him ranked all the way up at 13th, but everything we pulled, he's not ranked in the top 35 for any metric that we looked at, any stat that we looked at. The highest he's ranked is 37th, and that's on putting inside 10 feet.
Okay.
That could help him some, but I think he's going to struggle this week. I think he's definitely going to finish below that 13, maybe even miss a cut this week.
All right. Do we see what he what did he finish last year at this tournament? Do we know?
That's a great question.
Where's old Snedeker?
Brant.
I'm looking for Sneds here. What did he rank?
Last year he finished 28.
In 28th. All right. I like that pick. I mean, last week he was with Tiger. He felt the full effect of the Tiger effect.
Yep. He rode the wave
around, and he just couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle all the people looking at him. Stop staring at me, guys. Freaking, I'm trying to hit a golf ball.
I don't even like when people are waiting on me to tee off, like when I'm at the course. So I don't know how Brant played at all, but you know.
No way. I would die. I'd just give up. I was just like, Tiger, can I just carry the ball?
Yeah. I'm going to start playing Volvic balls.
Volvic, yeah. There we go. All right, bro.
Stat of the week.
Dad, you move on to your stat. I gave you mine. Mine's the most ridiculous stat of the week that I've ever seen.
I like it, though. I mean, it's a little off the wall, but I really like it. Mine, it's about Rory McIlroy. So it was my gut pick last week. So his last three starts here at Bay Hill, he finished T11, T27, and T4. Having said that, he's still struggling. We saw that last week at Valspar. He missed the cut. That's the second time he's missed a cut in his last four starts. And, you know, if I'm taking a chance, like I'm not going with Rory this week. I'm going to wait until he kind of proves that he's back. I don't like Rory anymore.
Yeah. I mean, what do they have him at? What does draft have him at?
Too high. He was still pretty low in terms. Let's see if I can find him real quick on our sheet, but.
Yeah. I was trying to look what.
I thought he was like 19 maybe or 9.
There he is. 18. Yeah, he's ranked 18. We have him at like 56, you know. I mean, his stats, that's pretty high. I did, you know, see him going. He was getting drafted.
He's
still
going pretty high, but me, until he proves it, I'm off that train. I'm off that ride.
Absolutely. So like for instance, in this, I'll kind of give you a rundown. So I did 7 six-person drafts today, just to kind of get a get kind of an idea of where people were going, like, you know, where's our pick? So out of my seven drafts, guess how many times I got Tiger Woods?
Approximately one.
That is correct, because I already told you. But I got Tiger Woods one time, literally, and he's my first pick.
He's ranked 101 on draft, which, you know, I think everybody thinks it's ridiculous. We think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they're just...
If you want the guy, you've got to take him with your first pick.
That's our main thing that I'm telling you, is that when I was going, I even had the second pick. So out of all of them, I finally got the first pick, and I had to take him 1.1. I had a second pick in a couple. He went one. Then I had the fourth pick in one, and he didn't go one. He didn't go two. And he went and I was like, Jesus. But if you want him, take him 1.1. Take him with your first pick.
If you're on the Tiger train, you got to take him your first pick.
You know who I have a lot of is Jason Day. I have Jason Day in, let's see, three out of my seven. I got Tiger in one. You know, my other first picks, I had Justin Rose as one of my first picks. I had Brian Harman as one of my first picks, actually, as a later pick. But then again, I got with the third pick in a draft, I got Jason Day one and Brian Harman two on my second one. And I got to be honest, you know, so in most of the drafts, I just used our rankings and I did auto draft. And I think I have Scott Piercy and Cameron Smith literally all seven of my drafts.
They're flying under the radar.
And
those are great values in these in those later rounds.
Putting my money where my mouth is, you know.
Backed it.
One thing that I would say, though, if you're going to draft like Scott Piercy, Jason Kokrak, and Cameron Smith, which we're all pretty high on, if you're going to draft them, you can wait. I had the third pick in a six-person draft, and I got Kokrak in the fifth, and I got Kokrak in the fourth and Piercy in the fifth.
Those are great values.
They are, and I, you know, and I probably could have waited that long to take them in the other ones, but you know what? I mean, I'm rolling with it.
Yep.
You know, like, kind of a very typical lineup for me with the third pick was Jason Day, one, Brian Harman, two, Scott Piercy, three, Jason Kokrak, number four, and Cameron Smith, number five. You know, and that basically went along right with our rankings.
Yeah.
So that was you know, if you just use our rankings and go auto draft, that's going to be a typical team for you.
Yep.
You know, the only thing that's going to switch a lot is your first pick. But I'm telling you, if you use these auto drafts, you're getting Piercy, Kokrak, and Cameron Smith.
Count on it.
Well, you're getting, so, you know, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. We put a lot of work into these. I'm going for it. And I have a lot of stock in Piercy, Kokrak, and Smith.
Excited to see how it plays out. Let's
how they do. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, we put as just much work into this as I'm sure anybody else. So
yep.
We'll see where we're kind of strong in and where we're, you know, what we need to do to kind of fine tune these things.
Yep.
So, you know, normally we would go through our five for five right now, but what are we at?
I have no idea.
We're at 45 minutes already here, so we're going to go ahead and kind of – I'll just post our five for five rankings and our guys.
Just jump into our head-to-head draft here.
We're going to go into our head-to-head draft. So, Ryan, go ahead and get into that. We're going to do our weekly head-to-head draft here between me and Ryan. The entry fee is free, and the prize, it says, is pride. So I'm up. I have more pride than you right now.
Quite a bit more, yeah. Approximately double the pride of
2-0.
Oh, man, right. Which sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, as to be fair, to give you a little background, I'm a pretty avid golfer. I watch it, I live it, I breathe it, I love it.
Yes, sir.
And
I'm getting there. I want to be there.
You know, right? It just hasn't had that much time. So, which is, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'll tell you what Ryan is amazing at is details in the stats and digging deep in the stats. That's what Ryan is. He's our guru on that.
Oh, I'm going to break your little heart, Callan, with my first pick.
If you take Tiger, I'm going to kill you.
Well, all right. I'm going to go ahead and go with Jason Day here.
I'm just so freaking pissed that I had today, and I got him one time. Just give him to me.
Well, on threat of death, I have gone with Jason Day out 1-1.
And my 1-2 is Tiger. And, you know, and for my second round pick, my first pick in the second round, I am going with Mr. Consistency, Justin Rose.
Good pick.
Absolutely. So I got Tiger and Justin. Who you got second round?
I'm going to go with our special this week, Scott Piercy.
All right.
And then I'm gonna hop on Brian Harmon here.
Ah, that would have been my pick. Brian Harmon would have been my next pick. So since you took him,
what you gonna do?
I got it. You know, our birdie pick, I gotta go. Oh shoot, I'm running out of time here.
3-2.
Cameron Smith.
Oh, he got it. I thought I was gonna auto draft you.
So Cameron Smith is way up there. And so I'm going to go back to my picks this week and my par pick to make the cut, my lock to make the cut, above the top 50. I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood here. I was super high on him 2 weeks ago, and he did well, but I like Tommy Fleetwood this week. And he had a good showing last week, so I'm going to pick Tommy Fleetwood. Oh, and yeah, go ahead.
With our overall rankings, next up on our list, I'm going with Jason Kokrak.
Yeah, I would have been. Yeah.
And then the guy that's on my list here my Eagle pick, I'm going to go with Luke List.
Yeah, I feel you. I would have been – those two are my – honestly, those could have very easily for me went. For my last two picks would have been Kokrak and List, but so I have one pick left, kind of rounding out the draft here, and I don't know if I go with feel here or
your heart did you right last week. I'll tell you that.
Huh? Yeah.
Your heart did you right last week? Go with your heart.
All my players are off my pick. Oh shoot, who's it gonna auto draft?
Oh no.
Oops.
Oh no.
So luckily in that case. I have James Hahn. So yes. James Hahn was high on our list. We didn't really talk about him. But we had, what did we have James Hahn at?
Eight.
So we had him at 8. So luckily for me, inside a draft, you can go and you can set your rankings. You can set your own rankings each week. And that's what I did. So in that case, I thought about it way too much and it picked James Hahn for me because I had him ranked next. So if you'll notice,
well, that's a great point though. You know, it's always a good idea to go in and set your rankings before you go in. Cause if you do get caught up like Talon just did and you can't decide, at least it didn't, you know, we're not high on Matt's,
Hideki
here. Yeah. So, and that's who, you know, auto draft, if he wouldn't have had his ranking set, that's who you would have drafted. So,
yeah. So, if you, I mean, if you'll notice, like, and there's nothing wrong with drafting Hideki.
No. Nope.
You know, but if you'll notice, in a head-to-head draft, 10 players off the board, we did not pick Hideki. We didn't pick Ricky. We didn't pick Mark Leishman, who won here last year. We didn't pick Kevin Kisner, Kevin Chappell, Francesco Molinari, Oosthuizen, Zach Johnson, Snedeker. Right. We didn't pick any of those guys.
You know, and that's all based on all the research that we've done. You know, in a six-person draft, it'd be a lot different, and that's why we're going to get those five-for-fives out there for you guys. Yep. But yeah, in this head-to-head, we really went with our rankings here.
Yeah, and you know, I'll just kind of give you kind of what I saw. This is kind of a background of what I saw in the seven drafts that I did today of the six-person drafts. I saw a ton tight die. Like I said, Tiger Woods was unanimously the number one or number two pick.
Yep.
Unanimously. Like,
if you want him, you have to take him
100
with your first pick if he's there for you.
100%. I saw some other players who I saw going in the first round. You know, I did see obviously the people using drafts rankings. I saw Hideki. I saw Ricky. Jason Day, obviously. Justin Rose again, but I'll tell you, then another one I saw going in the first round a lot was Tommy Fleetwood.
What's he ranked on draft in the 80 something?
And I'll tell you,
he's going super high.
It in every single one of the drafts that I did, because obviously if somebody else didn't take him, like I would have taken him.
Right.
I saw him go a ton. Especially, I mean, in the first round, you know, pick 5, 6, those guys who are down 5 and 6 would pick Fleetwood to win it. And I mean, not necessarily to win it, I guess, but you know, they're obviously their first pick, but, you know, other players, Alexander Norin was going in the second round, third round in this one. I saw another player who I saw getting drafted every draft, who was kind of lower on drafts rankings. He didn't really show up on ours because we don't have any stats on him. Kiradesh Abibarnrat. He went every draft. So he's another one to keep your eye out on. Tyrell Hatton. He went every draft. And Emiliano Grillo. He's gone every draft too. I'm pretty sure he just won on the European Tour. If not, he had a really good showing. But it's just people to look out. You know, I didn't see Rory going a lot very early. He was going around 3-ish.
Oh.
So if you're high on Rory, you can probably get him in the second if you want. I wouldn't take him with your first pick. I would take Rory in the second round. If you want, but like I said, we
wouldn't take him.
We don't have a lot of Rory.
No,
I have zero stock in Rory this week. So, that kind of gives you a background there of what we're seeing and what we're doing. So,
we're gonna tailor this thing to be more of that. More of, like Talon said earlier, we're gonna give you more average draft position on these guys. With our firsthand experience in drafts, so that's something that we're going to be focusing on more moving forward here.
Yeah, and we'll definitely get into that, and we're going to start, like I said, putting in the legwork inside of draft to kind of see, to tell you what we're seeing and where we think you can get value on these drafters, and where we think you should draft them based on our rankings and based on drafts ADP of where we're seeing them. So, that for almost an hour, I think that's going to do it for this week.
Wrap us up here.
Us here at the Fantasy Bros Draft Experience. We hope you dominate all your drafts this week, and we look forward to being back again with you next week. I believe Draft is going to be doing the Corrales Punta Cana Resort and Club Championship as opposed to the Dell Technologies Match Play. Obviously, I'll keep you posted on that. Next week when we go over it, but I don't see how they would do match play. So I believe it's going to be the tournament down in Punta Cana. So just remember, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Fantasy Bros Draft. Follow us on Twitter at The Draft Bros, and email us any questions you have to fantasybrosdraft@gmail.com. Find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Thank you so much for listening and downloading. Anything else to add, Mr. Imhoff?
I have nothing at this point.
All right, man. Well, it's been great talking to you, and we will be back again with you next week.
Sir, happy hunting.
All right, happy hunting. Talon out.
Ryan out.
Oh, thank you.